Let's talk about another big issue, policy issue in Northern Ireland, abortion. Much talked about over recent times. Where do you stand on it, you personally?
Well, I think if you looked at the particular situation that we found ourselves in a couple of weeks ago, we had amendments tacked on to the back of a justice bill. The amendments, in terms of what we asked, we spoke to clinicians who told us that those amendments don't do the job for them. We spoke to legal representatives who told us that that opened up the opportunity for 1967 to be extended here. Our party position is that we don't support 1967 being extended here. I think that's the position of many people in Northern Ireland. I do recognise, however, that there's particular circumstances that can lead to the need for a termination. In the same way that that's happened in many over many years in Northern Ireland. And what happened here, let me just finish this point, Stephen. What happened here was that Edmund Poots brought in guidelines that stopped doctors doing their job. What we need now...
Well, he would deny that, wouldn't he?
Well, he may well do, but that's what happened. I've written to Arlene Foster, I've written to Martin McGuinness, I've written to the Health Minister, and I'm confident that the guidelines, new guidelines, which the doctors tell us will help them do their job, that those guidelines will be brought to the executive. I think that'll be a positive step forward.
And you think they will permit abortion on the grounds of fetal abnormality?
No, what I think they will
Sarah
do... I've spoken to Sarah about this a couple of times, and what I think they will do is they will allow a doctor, in the case where a mother's mental or physical health is at risk, that doctor can make that decision without criminalising anybody and without...
That's already the case.
Well, I don't think it is the case, actually, and it hasn't been the case in practice
well,
in many of the trusts.
What the law says, what the guidelines actually say, is that if a mother's mental health or life is at serious risk, then an abortion is legal.
Yeah, but it isn't happening in practice and in many of the trusts across Northern Ireland, and I think that's that has led to a serious problem here. We have to understand that there are times when this stuff has to happen, but we cannot open the door to 1967 Act being allowed here, and that's what the legal advice tells us that would happen.
So,
and by the way, I don't think it's good enough to use an issue like this to add amendments to the back of a bill that deals with firearms licences. I don't think it's a good idea to do it in that way. I think if we're being open and honest, we don't do it at the end of a mandate where we know it'll be struck down by legal appeals and everything else when doctors tell us it isn't what they want.
Okay, but just so that I can be very crystal clear, I want to be fair to you this morning as to what you actually think rather than any words being interpreted. Do you support abortion in the cases of fetal abnormality?
Well, the problem with that term, Stephen, and there's a lot of language being used around this issue that is very emotive and very difficult, and it's a very sensitive issue, and I want to be very careful around it. The issue about that term, fetal abnormality, is doctors tell us that that term doesn't actually exist, that there are a number of different conditions, some of which... No, but it is important, Stephen, because some of which mean that there is no life, but some of which means that there are.
Okay,
and
so
I'm not going to interpret what doctors tell us.
You don't have to interpret it. You're right, the fetal abnormality is not an official medical term. But for the real life situations, and part of my job is getting politicians to answer questions about real life situations so that the public know what you stand for, okay? So, in a case where there is no chance of a fetus surviving, there is no chance of life whatsoever, and you have a mother like Sarah Yurt saying, I don't want to go to England, I need to be able to have an abortion here with my family around me and my clinicians around me, in that type of situation, do you support an abortion?
Well, if there is absolutely no chance, if there is no life, then that would not be an abortion. I don't think that would not be anti-life, because no life would exist.
In the case of Sarah Yurt, did you support an abortion?
Well, I think any doctor, if given the proper freedom under the law, would have allowed a termination in that case. And I've spoken to Sarah about this. And I spoke to her on the day of the vote, by the way. She was in my office along with her mother. And I wasn't going downstairs to use her name and make politics out of it. But I tried to explain our position. And I think in a situation where there is no chance of life, and I'm not here to determine that because I'm not a doctor, then of course it isn't anything a life.
What if life is for 1 minute?
Well, you know, how do we determine that? I think we have...
What if life is very, very short and brief?
I'm very confident,
Stephen.
Is this
a real-life situation, Colin?
I absolutely know, and so I've spoken to many people. I know many people who've gone through this situation, and I'm not... a stick in the mud around this. I think we have to protect life. I don't want to see a law that allows the opening up of the 1967 Act. But if there are situations when life cannot exist, then in my view, that isn't an abortion. That isn't about ending life.
It is about
protecting a mother. And so I think that can be done.
So if it is a very short life, let's say less than a day.
But
let's say it's less than a day. Let's say a doctor says this fetus is going to survive for minutes, not days.
But I'm not sure we can determine that, Stephen.
So therefore your answer is no, do not support an abortion.
No, what I'm telling you, Stephen, is that I think guidelines and will be produced, have been written with doctors and will be brought to the executive. I have been told that from the highest authority that they will be brought to the executive very, very soon. And doctors, clinicians, tell us that will help doctors do their job, and that will stop Sarah Ewart and people like Sarah Ewart being in that position. Here's, now, we'll have to see if that works or not.
Let me just remind people what your party colleague Alex Atwood said at a public event in 2013.
Our party and myself are not in favour of the extension of the 67 legislation. I am in favour of terminations in circumstances of fetal abnormality, the cases that came to the public attention in recent times. That wouldn't be a universally held view within my party, but it's certainly the view that I hold within this party.
Now, that debate was recorded by the blogger Alan in Belfast. We're grateful for that clip. He's been a lot more... open than you are. He is in favour of fetal abnormality. Can you not lead and tell us exactly what you're in favour of?
Well, I've told you, Stephen, I'm in favour of guidelines that allow doctors to do their job. And I actually think we're going to get to that point very, very soon. I'm not in favour of playing politics with a sensitive issue and with people like Sarah Ewart. I'm just not in favour of doing that. Alex is articulating a view that I think many of us hold. He voted exactly the same way that I voted the other day.
He voted against.
What he voted against were amendments that would not work, were amendments that would be struck down, were amendments that the doctors told us that they did not want.
Okay.
Now, we can play politics with Sarah Ewart and everybody else if we want, but surely the most important thing is to ensure that people like Sarah Ewart aren't in that position again.
Okay.